I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 30th. An increase in coronavirus cases has put Quincy into the yellow category under the state's risk assessment map. There were 8 new cases confirmed yesterday, bringing the active case total to 44 and the 2-week daily case average to 4.3. That number has to stay below 4 in order for Quincy returning to the green category. Quincy school officials were invited to talk about their reopening plans at a meeting of the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education on Tuesday. Quincy's plan is being held up as a model for other communities with low transmission of the coronavirus. Last week, Governor Baker invited Superintendent Kevin Mulvey and Assistant Superintendent Aaron Perkins to speak during his COVID-19 press conference. 41-year-old Michael Gallagher of Quincy is charged with stabbing another man during a fight outside of 653 Washington Street in Quincy Point yesterday morning. Police say the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Gallagher faces assault and battery charges in Quincy District Court. Quincy Avenue between the Southern Artery and School Street will be reduced from 4 lanes to 3 lanes to make it safer for motorists and pedestrians. The city will use a $189,000 state grant to create turning lanes and a new crosswalk at Dependable Cleaners. Most of the work will be done at night. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, September 30th.